Officials from North and South Korea are meeting for a rare round of talks, the first interaction between the two governments since August, when they met to defuse a crisis that had brought them to the brink of armed conflict. Steve Evans reports.
The talks are unlikely to produce any grand result. Their significance is more that they're taking place at all in what's been a continual atmosphere of mistrust. There aren't big issues on the agenda, but rather matters of how to continue meeting, perhaps at increasingly senior levels. There are some signs that North Korea wants more openness, particularly by getting in more tourists with hard currency.
The government of South Korea has ordered the German car manufacturer Volkswagen to recall more than 125,000 diesel vehicles. The Environment Ministry said its testing had confirmed that the company manipulated emissions results from the car's engines. The South Korean government also fined Volkswagen more than $12 million. The African Union begins a two-day summit today aimed at finding ways of ending child marriage on the continent. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says one in three African girls are married before they are 18 years old. Nomza Maseko reports from the Zambian capital, Lusaka.
Millions of young girls dream of going to school, but instead they are forced to prepare for motherhood after being married off early. The African Union and other NGOs have joined forces to persuade governments to make child marriage illegal, as it robs young girls of their right to education and health. They also want a law that says the minimum age of marriage must be 18. But in order to do this, they have to convince local traditional leaders and parents that keeping girls in school and out of marriage is the way forward to break the cycle of poverty.
Police in Brazil have for the first time arrested a sitting senator. Delcídio Amaral, who's a member of the governing Workers' Party in the Brazilian Senate, was detained in connection with a corruption inquiry at the state oil company Petrobras. Mira Davis reports.
Brazilian senators and members of Congress are usually afforded generous protection against arrest. But in a rare development, the country's Supreme Court gave the federal police permission to detain Delcídio Amaral, the head of the governing Workers' Party in the Senate. Also arrested as one of Brazil's richest men and head of the BTG investment bank, André Esteves. Both men face further questioning as part of a federal police investigation into allegations that more than $2 billion was paid in bribes and kickbacks for lucrative contracts at Petrobras, the state-controlled oil giant.
World news from the BBC. President Obama has said he's deeply disturbed by video footage showing the death of a 17-year-old black man who was shot 16 times by a policeman in Chicago just over a year ago. The footage was released on Tuesday after prosecutors announced that they had brought murder charges against the white police officer, Jason Van Dyke. A court in the United States has convicted a man of murder after he shot dead his wife and posted a picture of her body on Facebook. The jury in Florida rejected Derek Medina's argument that he had acted in self-defense. The court was told that he had written on the social media site that he expected to go to prison or be sentenced to death for the killing. An opposition party in Venezuela says one of its regional leaders has been killed in a drive-by shooting. Luis Manuel Diaz from the Democratic Action Party was holding a political meeting in the state of Guárico. Opposition leaders blame pro-government militias for the attack. A former French cabinet minister has found himself being called upon to perform duties well beyond his normal brief, delivering a baby at 9,000 metres. Philippe Douste-Bazy answered the cabin crew's appeal for a doctor when a woman went into labour on an Air France flight from Chad to France. Before serving as health minister, he trained as a cardiologist. BBC News.